Thank you all for coming, and I see so many familiar faces, so this is great. I don't travel as much, and I don't teach as much anymore, because I became involved into a lot of research since I started to research the greens. And I have written another book. I just finished it, and it's in publishing. I have two parts. I'm just thinking which part I should start with. My heart runs to the research part. My family went on a raw food diet 13 years ago. We will celebrate our 13th raw family birthday on the 21st of January. Briefly, every one of us were lucky to get sick altogether, deathly sick. I had arrhythmia, edema, depression, obesity. I was 280 pounds. And my husband had 12 surgeries, had hyperthyroid, six times bigger than normal, had rheumatoid arthritis so bad that I had to lace his shoes on a rainy day. My daughter was born with asthma and allergies and was coughing almost every night. And my son was diagnosed with, they said it was juvenile, I don't believe it was juvenile, but diabetes and was supposed to go on insulin. The doctors didn't give us any hope. They were trying hard, but they said, well, my dear, you have to pray. One of these days you'll probably die, and just to be prepared. And I was only 38 years old then. Out of despair, I started to look for alternatives. I didn't know that I was looking for raw food, but I found raw food, and I'm very happy about this now. It took me about 4 months of searching, researching, walking everywhere, reading libraries, the books. And after I discovered raw food, I was so scared, and it took me another 4 months to actually go on a raw food diet. January 21st, 1994, when kids went to school, and I just threw away all the food. I was reading labels, it said it was cooked, and just threw away everything. I threw away the toast master, the coffee maker. I made a big crack in the window of a commercial microwave, because in Russia they still prohibit microwaves. And so when we came to America, we bought the commercial big one. And then I went to the store and I bought mostly fruits, because my family didn't like vegetables, and it was just bananas, oranges, and grapes, and a set of knives and a big cutting board that I covered the cooking stove with it, and I turned off the pilot. And that's how we started, and it was horrible. It was a disaster. We didn't know anything, how to eat, and bananas that I bought were green, because I never bought rather than green bananas. And my kids, they threw a fit. Sergey said, I would rather give insulin shots for the rest of my life than just eat. And she said, it's unscientific, anti-scientific, and I should go talk to his school teacher, and he will explain to me about the pyramid. And but they didn't have any other choice, and in the morning when I woke up, I found lots of banana peels in the kitchen, so somebody was eating at night. However, we started feeling better right away. The first day, we already felt better. That was coincidence, of course. We kept this diet, and we started to feel better and better. By the day, we suddenly had so much energy that we started running, because there was so much energy was pouring out of us. We had to do something. I remember jumping on steps, upstairs, downstairs. I had so much energy. So we started jogging. And I also read that diabetes must run, because while we're running, our muscles produce extra insulin. And I thought, well, the doctor could have told me at least that. In 3.5 months, my family ran 10-kilometer race, Boulder Boulder, with 40,000 other athletes in Colorado. And when everybody went to the big stadium to drink their Gatorade with the muffin, we went on a hike, and we didn't feel tired after 10 kilometers. We felt so great. It was like a turning point when we knew that we're not going to die. We're going to live. And that's the diet that made the change, because all four of us were like guinea pigs. I also have older son who is now 33. He already was living separately. He was not lucky to get sick, and he didn't have to go on raw food diet. He's beginning his journey now as he getting sick. So we continued our raw food lifestyle. I canceled medical insurance. I was thinking, if I have to pay $550 every month for medical insurance because we were so sick, we had to pay more money, I would rather spend this money for organic fruit. And we were feeling better and better and younger and younger. But today I'm not just going to rave about raw food, but I'm going to tell you that we went through lots of pitfalls because there was not a lot of raw fooders 13 years ago. And 7 years into raw food, we reached the plateau where we stopped feeling better and better and better and actually started to feel reverse symptoms. It was nothing like I started to become have arrhythmia or edema, but I started to regain weight. And we started to have some gray hair, and we started to have less energy, which I attributed to detox, to stress, to political stress, to whatever, traffic jam. But the children started to complain that they have some sensitivity in the teeth. Each one of us developed at least one wart. Igor is a massage therapist, and he developed several warts on the palm of his hand. And whenever he was massaging my back, he was like scratching me with this. And I said, I cannot take massage from you anymore. There was a disaster. But I was thinking, how could it be? We are on the best in the world diet of kings and queens. We're supposed to have the best immunity, and the warts are the parasites, and they could only live in the body with low immunity. How could that be? That's a contradiction. We also developed annoying appetite, especially in the evening when we wanted to eat something heavy. And I don't even know what else we wanted to eat. We just had these cravings after the hard working day, which again I attributed to something else, stress, whatever. But in the evening, we found ourselves running in circles in the kitchen, looking in every corner in the fridge, which was full of organic, beautiful produce, exotic fruits, durians, you name it. But I remember Igor kept repeating, I wish I wanted all that stuff. We ended up usually eating his beautiful crackers that he makes from flaxseed with lots of butter, nut butter, almond butter. It was all raw, but it was so heavy, and it stopped or like dulled our cravings. But in the morning, we felt so heavy and not rested, and we didn't know what to do. We would just fast, and then for 1 or 2 days, then we'll feel better, but then it will start all over. And I started to regain weight again because of this fasting. I just threw my metabolism into out of balance. And that continued, and another thing we had is just we started to develop cavities suddenly so quickly. And I remember saying to my children, I didn't want to trade your disease for osteoporosis. We need to find the answer. What's going on? So one day I sat down at the computer and I typed a letter to the expert raw fooders, and I made lots of copies, and I sent it to all experts of raw food in the world that I was aware of. It went to Australia and Israel and Germany and England and France and Russia and in the United States, maybe 20 copies, and I said, that's what we have, and do you know anything about this, and what's missing? I still believe that somebody else knows better than I do. And I received most of people answered me, and they said, oh yeah, we reached the same plateau, only we reached it much sooner, maybe 2 years into raw food. And one person said, well, you need to drink goat milk. Another person said, you need to take supplement. Another person said, you need B12, you need this, you need to get 20% cooked now in your diet. But then I asked them, well, does it work for you? And they say, not really, we yo-yoing back and forth. So then I don't want to do this. I want to find the piece that I know for sure is missing. Plus, we are the raw family. How can we go back on 20% cooked food? How would people react if I go back to my class and say, my dear friends, now you have to go back to 20% cooked food after I've written a book that you say 100%. And we knew the four of us had all different illnesses, and the raw food was the thing that cured us. We knew that with our own skin, with our own hearts. Well, my children already were beginning to get discouraged with raw food, and I said, okay, I'm just going to stop doing whatever I'm doing. It doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. Job doesn't matter. I really want to find the missing puzzle. So I decided to make research, and I decided to compare humans with the closest animals that exist in the world to humans, which are chimpanzees.